Hello, everyone. So I'll be talking about the upcoming 2024 Taiwanese presidential election and my views on it. We have seen a lot of different researchers and political commentators. They've been stating that the island stands at a crucial crossroad, just like back in 2020. And I do agree. This election is, in fact, set to shape the future of Taiwan's domestic and foreign policy. But I think it's not really in the way that one might typically perceive it or expect. See, back in 2020, President Tsai Ing-wen, she received around 57.1% of the total votes, while the KMT candidate Han Kuo-yu received only about 38%. So we see the significant divergence in voting results can be largely attributed to the anti-extradition bill protests in Hong Kong. This ignited fears among the Taiwanese public that it created the perception that electing the KMT might lead Taiwan down a similar path as Hong Kong. And this was a key factor that influenced the voters' sentiment. I think in every Taiwanese election at various levels, the consistent pattern has been that voters cast their ballots for local representatives or city mayor or presidents based on party affiliation and their stance as either pro-China or pro-Taiwan. This creates a problem where people often overshadow considerations of the candidate's capability to advocate for the things that actually matter, right? So, for example, the job of a local representative is to fight for additional funding and to keep checks and balances within their own region, right? These are issues that local representatives are meant to solve. They're not there to solve some foreign policy issue that they don't have power over. They basically don't have any control over that. This situation results in a really unique aspect of Taiwanese politics where we see these local representatives. They often focus on challenging government officials of opposing parties on abstract foreign policy issues during city assembly sessions instead of actually engaging in effective oversight of spending budgets. Of course, I'm not saying that the city assemblies or local representatives are not doing anything. However, at least it creates this sort of image in the eyes of the Taiwanese public, and it's not a good image for candidates like them too. You look at news, you see legislators throwing pit guts at each other in Congress, right? Or local representatives taking out quiz cards, quizzing officials on basic political knowledge or geographical terms, and criticizing them for any lack of awareness in this field. So I think while Taiwan's political culture is commendable in many respects, these examples do highlight substantial areas for improvement. See, when we're electing presidents, there's a clear need to move away from this approach, right? This sort of culture and foster a more constructive political environment for everyone. I also think that there's a tendency for the Taiwanese public to prioritize foreign policy objectives over domestic policy differences in elections, right? This is a phenomenon that is often overlooked by American think tanks and researchers. I mean, while not completely ignored, the emphasis that Taiwanese voters place on foreign policy issues is unparalleled in scope of research, right? At least ever since 1996, people basically vote based on a political party's foreign policy. In Taiwan's political landscape, there's no traditional left or right-wing dichotomy. The central divide is between sort of the pro-China and anti-China sentiments. And I think a root cause for this dynamic is also referred to by the former Taiwanese president, Mr. Lee Teng-hui, as the tragedy of the Taiwanese people, since there has never been a time where Taiwanese people could actually elect and rule over themselves, right? You had the Dutch, you had the Spanish people, and you had the Japanese, and now you have the Chinese people here. Right, so it's definitely reasonable for people to put a lot of emphasis on foreign policy because this is the way that it has been over the past few centuries for Taiwan. So I'm not saying that the Taiwanese public or the Taiwanese people are doing this on purpose. I think it is in fact that they don't have other choices to form the sort of culture to put such a big emphasis on foreign policy, because this is what they all, this is all, this is basically the thing that people talk about the most. So, but I do think that this really highlights a situation where the people of Taiwan really are really fixated on these issues related to China, often at the expense of engaging in meaningful domestic policy discussions. However, I think this election presents a unique opportunity for us, as the Taiwanese public generally recognize that all three parties have a similar foreign policy stance to maintain the status quo. According to a poll in October, DPP candidate Lai Ching-te had around 30% of the votes, followed by DPP candidate Ke Wen-je at 25%, and KMT candidate Hou Yo-i at 21%. The polls done more recently indicate a mid-30s to 40s for Lai Ching-te and low-30s for Hou Yo-i, and Ke is continuously falling off. Right after the single-ticket negotiation to join forces between the DPP and KMT failed, the KMT remains relatively strong in terms of its performance and poll results. We see that at the heart of the election is the key issue of managing cross-strait relations. Despite varying stances, the leading candidates advocate for a version of the status quo, which is rejecting formal independence and China's one country, two systems model, while maintaining a relationship with the United States and rebuffing China's territorial claims. Lai Ching-te, as a former advocate for de jure Taiwanese independence, really place a lot of emphasis on Taiwan's de facto independence and thus it faces the challenge of responding to China's action against the DPP's governance. Hou Yo-i of the KMT advocates for dialogue and cooperation with China, with a proven track record of the KMT party successfully engaging in dialogues and conversations with the CCP. While Ke Wen-je of the TPP positions himself as a centrist, at which he keeps on emphasizing his ability to maneuver the downsides of a two-party politics system and act as a neutral candidate, balancing relations with both the United States and China. All three are arguably inherently similar in terms of their foreign policy approach. From the perspective of the United States, it has long maintained a policy of strategic ambiguity towards Taiwan, designed to deter both a unilateral declaration of independence by Taiwan, but also a forceful unification by China. Despite the evolving political climate and rising tensions between the U.S. and China, this policy has remained remarkably consistent. The U.S. continues to support Taiwan through arms sales and political backing while carefully avoiding actions that would significantly alter the status quo in the Taiwan Strait. This approach indicates that major shifts in U.S.-Taiwan relations are unlikely regardless of the election's outcome. People in Taiwan recognize that the status quo remains the most beneficial situation for the U.S. and Taiwan. Consequently, this reality places a spotlight on domestic issues within Taiwan, right, which are likely to play a pivotal role in the upcoming election. It is finally time for Taiwanese voters to shift their focus domestically, and this is a really great time. There are several key issues that loom large for voters in Taiwan, right? First of all, Taiwan's economy. Recovering from a recession remains a top concern, with candidates offering different perspectives on relations with mainland China and economic trade treaties and revival. Additionally, we can see issues of energy security are gaining prominence, right? The debate over Taiwan's energy future, particularly the role of nuclear power plants. This is an area that demands more attention and informed discussion among the Taiwanese public. The different approaches proposed by candidates regarding Taiwan's energy mix and sustainability needs a thorough evaluation and debate. Another topic of significant importance is the reform of military conscription. With regional security dynamics evolving, how Taiwan addresses its military service policies, including the length and the nature of conscription, is really important. These discussions are not just about defense, but also about national identity and commitment to Taiwan's security. The candidates' positions on these issues offer insights into their broader visions for Taiwan's future. It is really essential for Taiwanese voters to focus on these vital domestic topics when casting their ballots, rather than just basing their decisions solely on stereotypical views of foreign affairs of these parties. However, it remains really true that Beijing's view of the election is probably predominantly focused on its preference for a KMT victory, right? Hoping to reduce tensions and advance peaceful unification. However, China remains cautious about overtly influencing the election. The significance of the election for the United States cannot be overstated, as it will shape Taiwan's foreign policy and its relations with China and the United States. The outcome could either continue Taiwan's deepening ties with the U.S. under a DPP government or lead to an inherent shift in dynamics under a KMT or TPP victory, though arguably the predictable changes remain very small. So with that being said, I really think the 2024 presidential election in Taiwan represents a critical turning point for shaping the political culture in Taiwan, not only for Taiwan's domestic politics and cross-strait relations, but also by extension for the broader strategic dynamics of the Indo-Pacific region. The United States and its role as a major player in the region will be closely watching the outcome of the election and ready to recalibrate its policies in response to the evolving geopolitical landscape. The election outcome would undoubtedly have far-reaching implications shaping the trajectory of cross-strait relations and the stability of the Indo-Pacific region for years to come. Taiwanese voters are becoming more aware of the significance of domestic issues, realizing their direct and substantial effect on everyday life and the future of the island. Consequently, the way these domestic matters are tackled will play a major role in determining the selection of Taiwan's next leader. This makes the 2024 election a pivotal point for the island's internal progress and its journey towards self-determination. I'm really excited for this election, and hopefully you guys will stay tuned, I guess. This is the end. Thank you for listening.